Start. Okay, we are in Tough Mem, Sif Aleph. Tough Mem, Din Chemso Shel Any Yehudi Shehufkad Eitzel Yisrael, V'Hodal Tzifim. Aleph, Any Yehudi Shehifkad Chemso Eitzel Yisrael. A guy that deposited his chametz by a Jew for the Jew to watch over it like a shomer. Imhu Chayev Bachra Yuso, if the Jew is Chayev in Achrayas, that if something happens to it, he would have to pay the guy back for that chametz in a court of law, or according either in according to Jewish law, or according to, you know, practically speaking, he would be able to get it. So migneva v'aveda, if it were to be stolen, or if it were to be lost, so which is a shomer sachar. No, shom sachar. Shom achinim is only on pshia. It's only chayav on pshia. Gnei v'aveda is a shom sachar. Bein. Bein shehu beveso, bein shehu b'chol makam birshu. So, whether it's in the Jew's house or whether it's anywhere in the Jew's rishos, chayav levaro. So then before Pesach, he does have a requirement to get rid of it. So we're going to explain this, that there's two psukim. One pasuk says lo yira'el lecha, and one pasuk says lo yimatze, without the lecha. So we understand that both cases of whether it's completely yours or not completely yours are still chayev. We look at the quasi case. If it's completely not yours, so then obviously you don't have to. If it's not yours in any way, then of course you're patafar. There's no bal yira bal yimatze on it. But if it's yours in the sense that you're chayv to replace it, als a shomer, then you are included in the bal yira bal yimatze. Okay, so theoretically it's only in one of those. But okay. And we're going to say that's the psak, that if you're chayv in the achrayas, then you are chayv in all of the isurim of bal yira bal yimatze.
Does he have bialis to sell it?
No, you don't need bialis to sell it.
No, I'm saying there's a Jew.
You don't need bialis to sell it. You're chayv even if you don't have bialis to sell it.
I'm saying, can you do mechiras chametz on the goy's chametz? That's what I mean.
I don't know. Since you already talked about, let's finish the concept and we'll come back to Mechiras Chametz, because that plays a big role here. So Chayav Levaro, Hagas, L'Rama Ez, V'afilu Chazar, V'hifkido Biyad Eno Yehudi. Now, even once you accepted some level of Achayas, if you were mafkided in the hands of a Eno Yehudi Acher, in the hands of a different guy, but you still have that achrayas, so that would be kind of related to Moshe, what you just asked, that if it's no longer even in your rishos, it's not in the Jew's rishos, you deposited it by a guy, but it's still shaykh to you because you have the chayev achrayas on it. You have to replace it if something happens to it. So you would still be chayev. Now you ask, can you sell it? Well, if you don't own it, how could you sell it? V'yesh armim shafil ein. Eino alav ela shomer chinam. Right, so we've started out with the level of a shomer sachar that you're required to make it up. But even if you only have shomer chinam levels, which is only shechayev b'pshia, you're only chayev on a pshia, gnei v'aveda, you'd be pater on chayev b'levaro. Even at that level of a shomer chinam, you would also have to get rid of it. V'afilam eino chayev b'achrisu b'din, even if he's not chayev to replace it according to Torah law, Ela sheyodeh she'enu Yehudi alam v'chapeu l'shalim. You just know that the non-Jew is a mafioso, and he gets his way, you know, because people are scared of him because he's a violent person. V'chapeu l'shalim, he would force you to pay, and you would pay it. Imyovad if it got lost, chayiv levaro. Then also, in a practical sense, you're also chayiv in the achrayas of it. So also you'd be chayiv to levaro. You'd have to get rid of it. V'yesh chokim, and those that disagree. Now, we said that if you're responsible for it, then if you're responsible to replace it, maybe even at the level of a shomer chinam, then you're over on bal yira bal yimatzeh. So how does it make sense that we sell our chametz to a guy and then leave it in your rishus? Like, if you sold it to the guy and you left it in your rishus, even if you rent them the place, you know, at some level you should be a shomer chinam. So the answer is that min hadin, there is no din shomrim for a guy. Min hadin, there's only the din shomrim. If you have somebody's things, if he's a Jew, then you're a chayev an achrayas as a shomer chinam or as a shomer socher, depending on what you can pay for it or not. But for a guy, there's no din of shomer.
Even shomer socher.
Even shomer chinam. There's no din shomer.
I'm saying even shomer socher pays you for the
shiur. Seems that way. From reading the Mishnah Berurah, it seems that way. Now, if you're a makabel achrayas, if you set it out right, and this is and the Mishnah Berurah says this whole siman, a bunch of sifim are talking about where you makabel achrayas beferish to the guy. So I think that this is how we get around that. Now I don't, but it also we sing that it also depends on what the law of the land is. Can he go to a court and then demand it from you? So I don't know how that plays or what the law is here in Israel.
Yeah.
You're not makabel achrayas. So there you go. Yeah. So there you go. A little more. And we'll just move on. Beis v'eino chayev b'achri yuso. If you are not chayev to replace it, if something were to happen to it, either Gneva Avedo, or we saw that there were even opinions on Pshia, Enu Chayev Levaro. If you don't have to replace it, then it's not shayach to it at all. You're not over in Bal Yira Bal Yimatzeh, you don't have to get rid of it. Afilim Kavish Tachas Yado. Even if we're talking about a guy that, let's say, in Eretz Yisrael, and he is beholden to Jewish law, Kugon Shu Geratoshav, he's a resident. He's still a guy, but he's a resident, and he's beholden to Jewish law. Vishari Imo Bachatzer, he lives together with you in the Chatzer. Vitzarach Lasas Lefanam Mechitza Gavoah Asar Tefachim. In such a case where you don't have achrayas on the chametz, but it's still in your rishus. For example, it's in the shared chatzer. So then you're not going to be over on Baal Yimatzeh, but you have to make sure still that there's no chashash that you're going to come to eat it. So you have to put a mechitz in front of it. So even if we took care of the problem of you're not shaykh to owning it, you still have to cover it. There's still chashash. In general, one of the reasons why we do bedikas chametz and bir chametz is that if you can see it, if you have access to it, you might come to eat it. So you have to build a mechitza 10 tefachim high around it so that to prevent you from coming to eat it. Kidei shelo yishach v'yochlenem. Haga, v'eini Yehudi, sheheniya chametz b'veis Yisrael below rishuso. If a guy put his chametz in your rishus without your consent, kof alav kli, then you can cover it with just a kli. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that that's talking about on Yantif, or on Pesach. Then you can just cover with glee. If the guy did this, and you don't want to remove, you don't want to get into a tussle with him, but you never accepted anything, it's not, so then you have to build a mechitza also, just so that you don't come to eat it. V'dafka b'yomtev, that's dafka when that happened on yomtev, avlem hu kodem yomtev, so achlasis mechitza, you have to make a mechitza around it. Gimel, any hudish nechlas lebeis, I'm sorry? Mechitza of a sheet.
Okay.
It has to be something very firm. Okay. Gimel, any biyado, a guy that comes into your house on Pesach and is carrying his own chametz, you would think that would be the end of the world. Surprisingly, eino zakuk Lohotzio, you do not have to shoo him out with his chametz. Ahopisha Yisrael roach chametz shel ani yehudi. What do you mean? It's bal yira. No, it's only bal yira on lo yira lacha chametz. So this is completely the guys. You have no shaychus. You have no chiv to replace it. So there's no bal yira bal yimatze. Ahopisha Yisrael roach chametz shel ani yehudi ein bekach klum. However, you cannot eat together with the guy. The guy is eating his chametz, and you're eating your matzah on the table in your house, or to tell the truth, on any table, even if it's not, even if it's a table, you know, in a public eating area, or like in the food court. The guy is eating his chametz, and you're sitting at the same table with your matzah. That's no good. Even if you have a mapa, even if you have a separate tablecloth or a separate napkin underneath your food, which is good enough for milchiks and fleishiks on the same table. You can have two people eating milchiks and fleishiks on the same table as long as one of them has a separate tablecloth or napkin or towel underneath it, you know, to keep the hecker. But by chametz that does not work because the hecker is not enough. It's not enough that you're afraid that you might come to eat it. We're also afraid of the pirurim. Apparently, that means since chametz is asav amashu, even you know the tiniest crumb gets into your food on Pesach. That's asar. But by milchiks and fleishiks, we would say that that's bottle. Apparently, we would say that.
During the rest of the year,
also,
is what okay, mom?
Yeah, yeah. It seems. Again, I'm not a posek, but you know, just from the reading that they came to now, that would seem that that's okay. Now, even though you can't be at the table, it's only when it's simultaneous. But if the guy comes and eats his chametz, all you have to do is wipe it down well, even on your table, in your house, and then you can eat your matzah. The only point is you have to make sure that the guy takes all of his chametz with him. He can't leave, you know, sizable crumbs. Tiny perurim that are bottled right away, you know, that can be bottled. Meikar din. Dalad, Yisrael shehifkid chemtzo eis Yisrael chavera. What if a Jew deposited his chametz by another Jew? O eitzel ha'ena Yehudi. Right? This is the flip side of what we had before, where the guy was putting his chametz by the Jew. Now the Jew is putting his chametz either by another Jew or by a guy. Even though the shomer accepted achrayas over a love, Hamafkid. So the Mishnah Berurah says this af, which is in parentheses, you should say it. Because we already established that, you know, earlier in the Semen and Sif Aleph, that if you're a Jew and you have a chrayas on something, so then you're over on Bal Yira Bal Yimatze. So if you deposit your chametz by another Jew and he has a chrayas on it, so he's for sure chayv he's chayv on Bal Yira Bal Yimatze, like we saw in Sif Aleph. But so are you. If it's still, because both of you have a shaychus to this chametz. Him because he's chayv in achrayas, and you because it is be'etzem your chametz. So you would both be chayv. You'd both be chayv in bal yira bal yimatze. Taf mem aleph. Dine mi shehil ba'al chametz uvo be'yisifim. Yeah. A very good point. However, when it comes to Chomesh Abalav HaPesach, if all you had, if your only shaychus to it was because you were in Chayv and Achrayas, then there's no Isser of Chomesh Abalav HaPesach. You know, so in Sif Aleph, where it was the guys, right, it's not going to become also because of the other Jew, like we have in Sif Dalet. But in Sif Aleph, where it was the guy's chametz, it was nifkad by you, and you were chayv in achrayas because you were kona or whatever, then there's no chametz over lava pesach, even la'achila. I think that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So you're not sure if that's true by Shomer Sochet. That could be. Yeah. That might be. But I think we do say that.
Sifkatan.
Uh-huh. Sifkatan hay. Okay. Very good. Tafnam af dine mi shehilva al chametz aleph. Any who did shehilva Yisrael al chametz. So we saw about being having responsibility to replace it. What if it's now a mashkin? So any who did shehilva Yisrael al chametz. Umashkino biyado, a guy that lent money to a Jew. And the deal was that if the Jew doesn't pay it back by a certain time, the goy gets to keep the Jew's chametz. All right. So now we have that there's a tnai out there. If the Jew doesn't pay back, then it becomes the goy's. We're going to see that it becomes the goy's lemafreya because you use the word me'achshav. Right. So you need that. It will become lemafreya the goy's. And also, mashkin biyado, also, the guy actually takes, he brings it to him, it's now in the guy's rishos. Because otherwise, again, we would get into, the previous simon's problems of a guy's, even if it becomes the guy's, but, you know, maybe if it's in your rishos and you have a chrayas on it, so then again, you'd still be asa. So, it's now in the guy's rishos. But does it belong to the Jew or does it belong to the guy? So if the Jew ends up not paying it by that specified time, it will retroactively belong to the guy. From now, retroactively, it should become yours, guy. If I don't pay it by a certain time, and that time arrives and the Jew didn't pay it, mutter. So now the Jew is not over on Bal Yirah Bal Yamatzeh because lemafreya it became the guys. Afilu lo higia hazman shekava ad achar Pesach. Even if that time that he has to pay only arrives after Pesach, that's a dangerous game to play, because if you end up paying it, then you would have been over lemafreya, but if you don't end up paying it, then you're free and clear. So the Mishnah Berurah adds in that for sure, if you were to say to the guy, you know what, I'm not going to end up paying it. Let's just you just keep the chametz that you took as a mashkin. And if you said that before Pesach, then you're good. Because when the time arrived, you didn't pay it back, it ended up being the guys. And ended up being in the chametz of any Yehudi, and you're also, it's not in your rishah, so you have no achrayas on it, so you're not over Bal Yirah Bal Yamatzeh.
The problem with all of this is that it's within the Jew's koyach whether or not he can pay it back.
That's why it's a dangerous game. But what's koveh? This whole sermon is about what's koveh is. Did you end up paying it back, and is it lemafreya the guys or not? That's what it comes down to. Okay, Beis Yisrael shehilva l'ein Yehudi al chemso. Now the reverse: if the guy, if the Jew lends money to a guy and he takes possession of the guy's chametz, and the guy has to pay back by a certain time. In Mashkino Biyado, if the Jew brings it to him, V'amar Leime Achshav, and he says, I, Jew, will own it, Me Achshav, if you end up not paying it in time, Yigi Hazman, Afil Acha Pesach, Alo Pro, and the time arrives, even if it's after Pesach, and the guy didn't pay it back, Afil Ein Achrayuso Alav, even if the Jew never was Makabal Achrayus on it, Asar, because Lamafreya, Mishum the Kani Le Lamafreya, because it became the Jews Lamafreya. Avalim lo amala me'achshav. But in all of these cases, if it was not stipulated me'achshav, ve'ein achar yuso alav, and he also doesn't have achrayas, mutter, that would be okay. If only after the guy doesn't end up paying it, then it becomes the Jews, then it was not his, and if also he had no achrayas on it, then he's not over Bal Yirah Bal Yamatzeh. Yeah. Tough membeis. Din tarovas chametz uvo yud aleph sifim. Aleph, tarovas chametz, over malov mishum bal yirah val yematzei. A person can be over on tarovas chametz. Now it actually ends up that it's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos as to whether a person is over bal yirah val yematzei on tarovas chametz. But obviously we paskin that you are over on tarovas chametz. So we're going to see some examples. Kugon, Hamurias, the Kuta Hababli, B'Shecha Hamadi. So Murias is fish oil mixed with, what does he say? Mixed with flour, with roasted flour and a little bit of water. Kutach is made with salt and mechalav, and you also throw in some breadcrumbs. And Sheikh Ramadi, which would be translated as Median mead, that you throw in some barley and water so that it will ferment. So now, I don't know why this Median mead should be a special situation, but because we generally say, if you make schnapps from barley, that is considered chametz gomer. And the Mishnah Berurah mentions that. If you make it from any grain, any grain alcohol is chametz gomer. But these are considered tarovas chametz, a mixture of chametz. And we say, b'chol keotzi ba'elu midvaram hanecholam, as long as they're edible, then you're over on bal yirah bal yematzei. But anything which is a tarovas chametz and is not edible, muta l'kama b'pesach, you may keep it in your house over Pesach. You're not over bal yirah bal yematzei. Kigon, arevis ha'abdonin, shenasun l'socho kemach ba'oros. Like a trough, a kneading trough, that the leather workers have. They put the hide into it, and it has also flour and water mixed in there. So the flour and the water is a problem of chametz, except that once you put the hides in there, so that flour water mixture becomes already inedible. I feel in a sudden shah achas kodem zman habir, even if you put the hides into this mixture an hour before you have to get rid of it, reza mutu lakama, you're allowed to keep it all through Pesach. But if you didn't put the hides in, so now that didn't make it inedible. As soon as you put the hides in, it makes it inedible. But if you didn't put it in, so now it is edible. So you should be chayiv on it. So if you generated that mixture 3 days before you're supposed to get rid of your chametz, because the mixture as they used to do for treating hides, after 3 days, sharnifsad vihivish, it would become disgusting. You wouldn't be it becomes inedible just from sitting overnight three nights, 3 days worth. But if you set it up within 3 days of the zman habir, and you did not put the hides in, then chayv levar, you would to get rid of it, and you would be over bal yirah bal yematzei. V'chein hakilor v'haritia v'haisplanis v'hatriaka shenasan l'sochem chametz. All of these are forms of poultices or mixtures that you put like on a wound, on a bandage, and they have chametz mixed in. They're like literally flour and water. Mut l'kame v'hesach. You can keep those through Pesach also. Because it's tzura of chametz, of edible chametz, is lost, and therefore you don't have to be choshesh for it. We'll stop here.